The Dallas Museum of Art is an oasis of filtered light, fountains, and trees amid the city's downtown towers. The museum's cool, minimalist lines are so sculptural that with a little imagination, it looks like a river canyon lined with limestone and surrounded by mountain peaks. The DMA, as it's called, was designed by New York architect Edward Larrabee Barnes. It opened in 1984 at a cost of $54 million in public and private funds. The building is long and narrow and covered in pale beige Indiana limestone. Tall walls of windows overlook courtyards filled with sculpture and fountains. From the Ross Avenue entrance, the visitor's path through the DMA follows a central corridor that gradually slopes downhill past galleries and courtyards. Stairs branch off to the upper-level galleries, which showcase European paintings and sculptures, African and Asian art, and American decorative arts. A monumental east-west barrel vault faces Hardwood Street. From the outside, it's a stunning curve that's punctuated by the vertical spray of a fountain. For many years, the gallery within the vault housed a 40-foot-high sculpture of a spike and rope called Stake Hitch by Klaas Oldenburg. The museum's smaller galleries display Japanese ceramics, sculptures of Chinese Buddhas, and African ancestor figures. In 1990, the Hammond Wing opened. It's three stories and topped with a smaller version of the Hardwood Street barrel vault. The galleries in this wing display art from the Americas, Inca gold, Central American sculpture, and works by noted U.S. painters such as Edward Hopper. There's also a gallery for traveling exhibitions and the Atrium Café, where large flower sculptures by the glass artist Dale Chihuly capture the light. The DMA was the first building to open in the Dallas Arts District. Its groundbreaking design and harmonious additions set the pace for those that followed.